Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Culture will tell you that you need to stop making yourself too available if you want to increase your value in your relationships. I think this couldn't be more wrong. In this episode of By Your Life, we talk about the value of making yourself available to others and to God. Welcome to the 174th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hardiman, and I know you have 100 different things that you could be doing right now. So I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Star Thrower, an essay by Lauren Isley, is a story that has been adapted and retold over the decades since it was first published in 1969. You've likely heard the story of the man walking along the beach who comes across a little boy, or a young woman, or another man, depending on which version you've heard, who's picking up starfish and throwing them back into the water. The old man asks, "Why are you throwing starfish back into the ocean?" The star thrower replies, "The sun is coming up and the tide is going out, and if I do not throw them back, they will die." "But," the man argues, "do you not realize that there are miles and miles of beach with starfish all along it? You cannot possibly make a difference." The star thrower listens politely, bends down, picks up another starfish, and throws it into the water, saying, "It made a difference for that one." The Irish statesman, economist, and philosopher Edmund Burke wrote, "Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing, because he could only do a little." I think this advice sums up the message from the story of the star thrower and from this Sunday's readings. In our first reading from the second book of Kings, the man from Baal Shalisha with 20 barley loaves objected when Elisha told him to give it to the people to eat. "How can I set this before 100 people?" In our gospel, when Jesus asked his disciples where they could get enough food for the crowd, Philip argued, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. Then Andrew said there was a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many? In general, I don't think we are an uncaring people. But how often are we like the disciples, or the man from Baal Shalisha, or the old man walking on the beach, where we dismiss doing something small as meaningless, so why bother doing anything at all? When we do, we are scarcity thinkers who can't see the possibilities that God does. In our pride, we are reluctant to consider that we may only play a small part in a universal play. Even worse, in our lack of faith, we fail to consider that God has the answers to all our problems and that all we have to do is our small parts. In his book, Resisting Happiness, Matthew Kelly puts forth a true story about why we sabotage ourselves, feel overwhelmed, set aside our dreams, and lack the courage to simply be ourselves. In the chapter titled, When God Looks at a Resume, Matthew writes, "Have you ever wondered what God looks for in a resume? He asks only one thing of us. He can take care of the rest. It's like what Jesus did with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. The one thing God needs from you in order to launch you into mission is availability. Make yourself available to God, and incredible things will happen." One morning, about 10 years ago, I was listening to the CD of Jeff Cavin's study of the Gospel according to Matthew as I was driving to an appointment. At that time, I was feeling overwhelmed by what I had on my plate when Jeff began talking about the feeding of the 5,000. The details in Matthew's Gospel vary a little from John's version that we heard on Sunday, but the story is essentially the same. In Matthew's Gospel, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." I'll never forget what Jeff Cavin said, because it had a profound impact on me and my life. He said, and I'm paraphrasing a little, "Imagine being one of the disciples when Jesus said, 'Give them some food yourselves.' How do you think they felt?" He went on. "Jesus instructed them to tell the people to recline in groups of 50 or 100. So they went out and gathered the people in groups and then went back to Jesus. Now what?" Jesus blessed the bread and the fish and gave them some and told them to give it to the people. And so, with a couple of pieces of bread in their hands, they turned and looked at the hungry crowd, took what they had, went out to the people in the front row and gave it to them, and then went back to Jesus. And Jesus gave them some more, which they took, gave to the next row, and then went back to Jesus. He gave them some more, and they distributed it, and went back to Jesus, until everyone had their fill, and there were 12 wicker baskets filled with the leftover fragments. Jeff Cavins continued, "Mother Teresa didn't say to Jesus, 'I don't have a master's in social work. I can't go out into the slums of Calcutta to help these poor people.' She just went and offered herself and kept coming back to Jesus. If Jesus can take this woman who was not even 5 foot tall and through her found the Missionaries of Charity, which in 2020 it consisted of over 5,000 religious sisters who today help the sick and the poor in over 140 countries. If Jesus can feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, imagine the miracles he can do with you in your life if you just turn it over and make yourself available to him. When we're available to God, he doesn't ask us for anything we don't have and doesn't leave us to go it alone. Being available is simply a matter of giving what you have, not what you don't have. Doing what you can, not what you can't. Being who you are and not who you aren't. The disciples didn't have the 200 days' wages to feed the people themselves, but they did have access to 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and they made them available to Jesus. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to be available. As Rick Warren said, if God only used perfect people, nothing would get done. God will use anybody if you're available. There's something countercultural about making yourself available. Try Googling being available to others, and you'll find a slew of quotes, videos, and images encouraging you to stop being available to others. Search YouTube for being available to others, and you'll find videos with titles like The Power of Being Unavailable, 6 Steps to Stop People-Pleasing and Start Doing What's Right for You, Stop Being Available, Undoing Mistakes of Always Being Available, and The Charms of Unavailable People. All of these availability experts are suggesting that if you become self-focused and stop being other-focused, you'll increase your value in your relationships. I think they couldn't be more wrong. Now, there may be some truth in recognizing the need to stand up for yourself and not allow others to take advantage of you. But there is a difference between being a doormat and being available. One is a win-lose scenario, and the other is win-win. It is a paradox because being available means you are there for others without expecting anything in return. And yet, any simple act of generosity will never go unrewarded. We never know what God has planned. Jeff Cavins had no clue how his CD was going to impact me that morning, but God did. We never know how something we say or do can bless others, but God does. God puts people in our lives to help us. God puts us in other people's lives to help them. The man from Baal Shalisha and the young boy in the gospel were very important players in God's miracles. Imagine being them. Are you willing to turn over what you have to the Lord? Are you willing to turn yourself over and make yourself 100% available to God? Matthew Kelly writes in Resisting Happiness that there have been several times in his spiritual journey when he turned to God in a moment of reckless abandon and said, "Whatever you want, God, everything is yours. I surrender to you completely. I will do whatever you want." And then, with the perspective of time, he noticed a pattern. He praised his prayer, but in the coming days, weeks, and months, he takes everything back from God, little by little. He goes on, "It is time to stop resisting happiness, to stop resisting the joy of life-giving daily conversions. It is time to stop resisting God. Pray for grace. Ask God. Beg Him to give you the wisdom, grace, and humility to make yourself 100% available to Him." Let's pray and ask God to help us by praying Matthew Kelly's prayer of transformation. Loving Father, I come to you today to make myself 100% available to you. I lay everything I have and everything I am at your feet. Take what you want to take and give what you want to give. Command me in all things. I will do whatever you ask me to do. Transform me and transform my life so that I may become the very best version of myself and lead others to you with my life and my love. Amen." Now, as you were praying this prayer, what were the areas of your life that you were holding back? Are you turning your work life over to God, or are you reserving that for yourself? Are you turning your relationships over to God? What are you retaining for yourself to be in control of? Now, ask God to help you pray the transformation prayer again and make those parts of your life available to God too. May God bless you abundantly as you make yourself 100% available to Him. And may you glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. Forward, share, or click to post. Also, you can check out the resources page on our website at buyyourlife.com, where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in this and other episodes of Buy Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think. So give me some feedback or just leave me a comment.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.